Hi guys, and welcome back to Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We know you guys have been enjoying our Legislative Council series, but we're taking a short break and no, we're not stopping it. We're just taking a short break and we are bringing back a series that a number of people love. We've been getting feedback that this series was really interesting. It was enlightening for some people. It helped them do further research and whatnot. We're bringing back the people series. Yes, drum roll. So yes, guys, we're bringing back people series. We don't know how long it might run, but we're just going to drop a few episodes in the coming weeks, and we'll go back to Legislative Council series. Yeah, so not to waste too much of your time and to get right into it, today we are going to be looking at two weddings popular families in Lagos Colony from 1898. The first is the wedding of Stella Forbes Davis, who was the daughter of Captain James Pinson Labulo Davis. They lived at Woodhouse, Broad Street. She got married to Dr. James Ojoye Koka. The wedding took place on the 23rd of November at St. Paul's Breadfruit. So St. Paul's Breadfruit is an Anglican church that sits on the corner of Broad Street and Davis Street. Quite interesting that St. Paul's is on Davis Street. Yeah. The wedding took place at 2 o'clock. It was slated for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The ceremony was performed by the Right Reverend Bishop Isaac Oluwole, Reverend James Johnson, and Reverend D. Coker. So Bishop Isaac Oluwole has a street named after him in Victoria Island, Lagos. The bride, who was given away by her father, was attired in white duchess satin, chemisette of chiffon, corselet of the satin trimmed with a beautiful trellis work of pearls with garniture of orange blossoms. The skirt viewed over with accordion pleated chiffon. Detachable court train hanging from the shoulders of white moire lined white satin with a large spray of orange blossoms in one corner. An embroidered tulle veil surmounted the coronet of orange blossoms. She carried a white fan of ostrich feathers with mother of pearl mount and a bouquet of choice natural flowers with maiden hair ferns, gift of Mrs. Denton. Her train was carried by Masters John Randall and F. Oluwole, who wore dark violet Fauntleroy suits with pale yellow frilled vest and sash, silk GoPro collars, and violet shanters with yellow plumes, yellow stockings, and patent vamped Oxford shoes. They carried wands wreathed about with pale yellow ribbon. There were 10 bridesmaids, Mrs. N. and N. Coker, of whom N. Coker was the chief bridesmaid, and 8 younger relatives of bride and bridegroom. The chief bridesmaid's costumes consisted of cream Bengali silk with embroidered seams, satin-stripped gauze covering bodices, leghorn picture hats with chiffon and ostrich tips, those of the younger ones of pale yellow canary crepe de chine accordion, pleated empire yoked frocks, bolero in franc de soie of darker shade, hats of silk muslin to match. The Reverend H.S. Macaulay rendered very lively marches in the intervals, and Mr. S.A. Jibowu, the church organist, conducted the singing. Luncheon was afterwards served at Woodhouse in lavish profusion to the guests, who were composed of all classes of the community. While at luncheon, several telegrams were received by Dr. and Mrs. Coker from Abeokuta and abroad, from relatives and friends, including the Alake Gbadebo, King of the Egbas, and the Olowu Adekweba, King of Owu. After the cutting of the cake by Miss M. Coker and Mr. Stanley Robin, best man, the usual ceremony of toasting was introduced. His Excellency Captain Denton proposed the loyal toast of the Queen. The bride and bridegroom responded to by the bridegroom. Then followed the rest of the usual items in due form. Later in the afternoon, the happy pair left for Ibutemeta to spend the honeymoon. The bride going away in the dress of dark green ombre glaze silk with cream gopher bowler hat, gloves and parasol to match. The wedding presents were very numerous and handsome. So what's interesting thing about this wedding is that, and with some other weddings, is that Dr. James and Mrs. Stella left Lagos for Ibutemeta to spend their honeymoon. And if you had maybe paid attention to one of the People series where we talked about one of some weddings, back then in Lagos colony, Ibutemeta was the choice location for honeymoons. It was basically a destination location for people who either, you know, married couples going for their honeymoon, or for people who needed to like leave Lagos to have like health rest, for those who couldn't like go too far to England or elsewhere, maybe Brazil or the Gold Coast or Sierra Leone, where some of these saros and whatnot had relatives as well, working there or just another set of relatives, you know, living there. So Ibutemeta was a choice location for people who wanted to do honeymoons, and health rest for people who wanted to just, you know, take care of their health. Another interesting thing is, while Ibutemeta served a choice location for honeymoon for a very long period, Victoria, which is now Victoria Island, and exactly Babbage, for those that grew up in the earlier years in Lagos and whatnot, Babbage, which is now Eko Atlantic, used to now became a second choice location for people when they got married to do their honeymoon. Yeah. So the next wedding we're going to be looking at is the marriage of Mr. Stephen T.C. Johnson and Miss Sarah Clementina Yewande King. So they also got married at St. Paul's Breadfruit as well, and their marriage was on the next day, the 24th of November. Was slated for 11 a.m. in the morning. The Reverend James Johnson celebrated the wedding and was assisted by the Reverend J.M. Freeman. Mr. Edmund Johnson acted as organist on the occasion, and he rendered a few excellent selections of music during the intervals, in addition to the wedding march of Mendelssohn, which he played in very good style as the bridal party entered the church and paced along the aisle up to the altar. The bride wore a gown of ivory white suran silk, trimmed with beads, lace, and a long trowel of orange blossoms. She also wore a wreath of orange blossoms and tulle, and carried a bouquet of orange blossoms and a fan of white downs to match. She had on a necklace of pearls, bracelets, brooch, and earrings. She was attended by 7 bridesmaids who were dressed in pretty frocks of pink cashmere trimmed with cream lace and pink ribbon. They wore pink hats trimmed with yellow chiffon and feathers. Masters Goyer and Martins acted as pages, attired in dark brown velvet suits of the period of Henry VI, trimmed with pink, and they wore tam o' shanters to match. The best man was Mr. E.T. Johnson. The bride was given away by Mr. George Alfred Williams, an old friend of the family. After the ceremonies, the guests repaired to a pavilion erected on the grounds of the Randalls, the grounds of Randall Hall, rather, on Broad Street, where refreshments were amply served. Toasting was introduced towards the end, and the bride and bridegroom was proposed by Postmaster Cole, to which the bridegroom responded. Barrister Jasar proposed parents of the bride, and Barrister Sapra Williams responded. Bridesmaids and pages felt the lot of Mr. F.G. Martins, and Mr. E.T. Johnson, the best man, responded. The list then closed with The Ladies by Mr. A.T. Coker, to which Mr. Stanley Robin had the happy privilege of responding. The company dispersed after a most enjoyable time all expressing kind wishes to the happy pair. Also, we're going to be looking at the wedding of two important families as well in connection with Lagos and Sierra Leone, the Thomas and the Hebron. So this wedding took place in 1896 on 17th of December at Freetown, Sierra Leone, at St. George's Cathedral in Freetown, Sierra Leone. The contracting parties were the Honorable J.J. Thomas, who was unofficial member of the Legislative Council of Lagos. He got married to Miss Rhoda Hebron, who was the daughter of A. Hebron Esquire of Sierra Leone, and also the sister to A.S. Hebron Esquire, who was a barrister at law and city councillor of Freetown, Sierra Leone. The bridegroom was attended by the Honorable T. Colenso, Bishop, and Mr. F. Bishop as his principal groomsman and best man, and was also accompanied by Messrs. UJ Lawrence, who is his cousin, my MJ Mark, Her Majesty's Inspector of Schools, and Jacob W. Lewis, Clerk of the Councils. They arrived at the cathedral at about 10 minutes after 11 a.m. to await the bride, who entered the sacred edifice with her father and brother punctually at 11:30 a.m., dressed in white Duchess satin trimmed with lace and orange blossoms. Her train was of brocaded satin trimmed with pleated net lace and orange blossoms. Her embroidered tulle veil was surmounted by a pretty wreath of orange blossoms fastened to her hair by a diamond star, the gift of Councillor Hebron. Her earrings, brooch, and bracelets, which were of diamond and mountain pearls, were present from the bridegroom, who immediately joined her at the altar, where the nuptial knot was tied by the venerable Archdeacon Henry Johnson, pastor of Regent. The preliminary service was performed by the Reverend Omar, principal of the CMS Grammar School. Canon Spain, the colonial chaplain, intoned the prayers and versicles, and Canon Taylor Smith, who was now known as the honorary chaplain to Her Majesty the Queen, delivered the address and pronounced the benediction. The couple withdrew to the vestry where they signed the register, and their signatures were being attested to by Mrs. K. Cardew, Mrs. E. Scotland, Mrs. E. Renner, Mrs. C. May, Miss Hebron, Miss Thomas, Sir Samuel Lewis, CMG, Dr. Davis, Honorable T.C. Bishop, and Councillor Hebron as witnesses. The bride and bridegroom re-entered the cathedral from the vestry. The organist, Mr. Midley, played the familiar wedding march by Mendelssohn on the organ and continued to the party had left, while the whole of the audience rose and kept their places. Before the ceremony, Mr. F. R. Gleave played four of Scott Sinclair's wedding pieces, after which he relinquished the music stool to Mr. Midley, who played the bride in with Hill's March in G. On leaving the cathedral, the seven following telegrams of congratulations from Lagos were handed to the bridegroom, one after the other in rapid succession. The first, hearty congratulations from Abel Bertwistle, Bradley, Campbell, Cooper, Highmore, Hutton, Johannine, McLaren, Mullins, Neville, Osborne, Schmidt, Scollon, Sierra, Shepard, Tong, Ungerbar, Walker, Williamson, Withers, Woodhouse, Mannheimer, and Co. The second, good luck, salute the bride for me, Neville. The third, hearty congratulations, Samuel. The fourth, congratulations, Randu, record, postmaster. The fifth, Henry, Jemima, family sent congratulations, this auspicious wedding. The sixth, congratulations, Davis, Wilson. And the seventh, Lagos youth congratulate. These messages, particularly the first, which is from all the European agents of the whole of the commercial firms in the colony of Lagos, including the Honorable G.W. Neville, manager of the Bank of British West Africa, and the last, which is from the educated natives, distinctly pronounced the high social and commercial position in Lagos of the Honorable James Jonathan Thomas, who immediately wired instructions to the editor of the Lagos Weekly Record to convey in that journal his acknowledgement and thanks to the community. At 2 o'clock precisely, Mr. Hebron entertained over 100 guests at his residence, where a most sumptuous wedding repast was served. Among those present were noticed Mrs. Kadu, Honorable J.C. Gore, Deputy Governor and Colonial Secretary, His Honor E. Bruce Hindu, Chief Justice, Honorable R. Van Rijk de Groot, Acting Attorney General, Honorable S. M. Bennett, Colonial Treasurer, Honorable W. J. P. Elliott, Collector of Customs, Sir Samuel and Lady Lewis, Honorable T. C. Bishop, His Worship W. Clark, Police Magistrate, and Mrs. Clark, Dr. W. B. Davis, Retired Surgeon Major, Dr. W. Renner, Assistant Colonial Surgeon, and Mrs. Renner, Dr. Nicole Paris, Assistant Colonial Surgeon, Venerable Archdeacon Johnson, Reverend Canon Taylor Smith, Reverend G. C. Nicole, Reverend Canon Spain, Reverend O. Moore and Mrs. Moore, Reverend W. H. Maud, Reverend C. Mark and Mrs. Mark, Reverend J. C. May, Messrs. Donald Wilbraham, Registrar General and Master of the Supreme Court, J. Clerk, Postmaster General, J. C. E. Parkers, Secretary Native Affairs and Mrs. Parkers, P. Lambert, Consul for Portugal, J. Taylor, Deputy Mayor, G. L. Brooks, Superintendent of Police, J. Robin, Assistant Superintendent of Police, W. Hughes, Assistant Postmaster, B. L. Wilson, Assistant Surveyor, Jacob W. Lewis, Clerk of the Councils, W. A. Valentine, Deputy Sheriff, Captain J. T. Walsh, J. A. Fitzjohn, Editor, Sierra Leone Times, Mr. and Mrs. E. J. Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. E. H. Cummins, Mr. and Mrs. C. May, Mr. and Mrs. Fado, Mr. and Mrs. John Johnson, Mrs. P. Renner, Mrs. Aldred Taylor, Mrs. Henry Solomon, Miss Renner, Miss Elsie Wilson, Miss A. Hebron, Miss H. Moore, Miss Campbell, Miss Theresa McCauley, Miss Morris, Miss P. Williams of Lagos, Miss Potts, Miss Thomas of Lagos, Miss Hughes, Miss Gilpin, Miss Carroll, Mrs. T. Bishop, A. Boku, A. T. Potter, N. E. Brown, J. T. McCauley, R. S. Spencer, I. B. Roberts, C. J. Gilpin, Arthur Pooley, F. M. Varkasel, Fred Bishop, M. A. Potts, Fred Gleave, Tom Smith, S. W. George, W. Innes, J. W. Stewart, J. W. Campbell, U. J. Lawrence, J. T. Roberts, and Elias Ogu. The usual ceremony of cutting the cake, which was supplied by Mrs. Buzzard of Oxford Street, London, was done first by the bride and bridegroom and next by Mr. Fred Bishop, the best man, and the sister of the bride, Miss Admira Hebron. The chief of the bridesmaids, who were Florrie Hebron, niece of the bride, Marianne Bailey of Lagos, Wilhelmina Campbell, Hannah Moore, Mildred Campbell, Ada Bishop, Nancy Johnson, cousin of the bride, and Theresa McCauley. The five older bridesmaids wore blue silk figured in pink, made up with a fichu of white chiffon, edged with lace. The four younger ones were dressed in white silk with pink sashes and all wore white picture hats. The toast, the first, the bride and bridegroom, was proposed in a telling speech by Sir Samuel Lewis, and the bridegroom replied in proper terms. The second, the bridesmaid, was proposed by the Honorable J.J. Thomas and responded to by Mr. Fred Bishop, son of the Honorable T.C. Bishop. The third, the parents of the bride, was proposed by the Reverend O. Moore, to which Councillor A.S. Hebron replied. The fourth, the parents of the bridegroom, was proposed by the Reverend C. Mark and acknowledged by the Honorable T.C. Bishop. The fifth, the officiating clergyman, coupled with the name of the Reverend O. Moore, to which he replied, was proposed by Mr. S.C.A. Boku. The bride and bridegroom withdrew from the guests to prepare for their departure, while the guests lingered to see them off to Boris Farm, Murray Town Road, where they spent their honeymoon. As they left the house in hammocks for the government wharf where they joined the boat Flurry, the guests wished them goodbye amid showers and showers of rice. Amongst the present, the wedding presents included an Indian tablecloth from His Excellency the Governor and Mrs. Kadu, a toilet set of ruby glass from Sir Samuel and Lady Lewis, Indian tablecloth from Reverend and Mrs. Moore, electroplated crate stand from Mrs. B. Dawodu, Benjamin Dawodu of Lagos, silver server from Honorable C.J. George of Lagos, silver tea and coffee set from Mr. and Mrs. John Walkden of Manchester, cabinet medicine chest from Mr. and Mrs. Dymore Brown of Reading, silver tea set from Miss Thomas of Lagos, Liberian kilt from Mrs. J.G. Wright, silver mounted Empress stationery cabinet from Honorable T.C. and Mrs. Bishop, handsome set of flower vases, card tray, etc. from J. Hebron Esquire, Barrister Law of London, a gilded photo frame from R. Hebron Esquire, Barrister Law of London, diamond star from A.S. Hebron Esquire, Barrister Law, a dressing table ornament from Miss J. Potts, toilet set from B.L. Wilson, silver claps and silver mounted cut glass scent bottle from Mrs. E.J. Scotland, silver teaspoons and sugar tongs from Mr. and Mrs. C. May, photograph album from Mr. and Mrs. W. Hughes, dressing bag from Miss A. Hebron, silver mounted mother of pearl card case and jewel case from Mrs. Hebron, the mother of the bride, silver paper and soft sellers from Dr. M. I. Jarrett, Japanese tea set from Mr. and Mrs. Solomon, one table lamp from Mr. and Mrs. J. C. E. Parker's, night dress case and fancy mat from Miss Morris, one handsome rocking chair from Mr. and Mrs. W. Hall, card tray from Mrs. S. B. Williams, fancy cushion from Miss Hughes, Morocco leather gloves and handkerchief case from Mrs. E. H. Cummins, gold pin mounted with pearls from Deputy Mayor J. Taylor, two books and one reversible inkstand from Mr. M. J. Mark, etc. They arrived Lagos at the end of January, which the Lagos people also gladly welcomed them. Next, we're going to be looking at a wedding from Ibadan. So, two families, also popular families as well, Olubi and Lijadu. So, the marriage took place at Kudeti in Ibadan. The marriage took place on the 29th of April 1897 at the church at the Anglican, at back then known as CMS Church at Kudeti, which is now known as St. David's Church, sometimes also known as David Hindra Memorial Church, actually named after David Hindra. He was an European CMS missionary. The marriage took place between Miss Adeline B. Olubi, the youngest daughter of the Reverend D. and Mrs. Olubi, to Mr. Daniel O. Lijadu, who was a CMS agent at Abeokuta and also the brother of Reverend E. M. Lijadu of Ilesha. The wedding took place in the morning, but punctually at 10:30 a.m., the time fixed for the occasion, the bridegroom, accompanied by his best man, Mr. Daniel Williams, catechist of the new CMS station at Ina Luede, made his appearance in the church and was joined at the altar by the bride, escorted by her brother, Mr. J.C. Olubi, and a bevy of bridesmaids. The officiating ministers were the Reverend D. Olubi, assisted by the Reverend James Okusende, pastor of Aremo. The service being commenced and the preliminaries having been gone through, the knots being tied by the father who gave his daughter away. Before the exhortation was read, the voice, the breath of Eden, and an anthem were most ably rendered in Yoruba to the delight of the audience by the school choir, and which reflected great credit on them under the management of Mr. N. Onatolu, who presided on the harmonium. After the usual signing of the register, the interesting service terminated at about 11:30, so that was about an hour's service. The bride's dress was made of pure white brocaded cloth, with a veil falling on her shoulders and a wreath of flowers to match. The bridesmaids were at their best, and all was neat as could be desired to suit an Ibadan society. The church was filled to suffocation, and the Mohammedan section of the town mustered in full force to do homage to the Reverend D. Olubi, whom they held much in esteem as a good man. Immediately after the service, the guests repaired to the residence of Mr. J.C. Olubi, where refreshments were freely served from the nice dainties laid on the table under his excellent arrangement and kind supervision. Palm wine flowed in lieu of champagne, and with which several toasts were proposed and drunk enthusiastically, and it could not be helped as the bridegroom had misplaced somewhere the case of wine brought from Abeokuta for the purpose, and the host could not afford any respectable drink. Instead of wine, let's do palm wine. The bridal cake was caught by Miss Lijadu, the sister of the bridegroom, and Mr. Adolphus W. Allen, chief clerk and accountant of the colonial government. A photographic group of the bride and bridegroom with their relatives and friends were taken by a photographer that was brought up specially for the occasion. The party separated at 3 p.m. after a good and enjoyable time was spent. Among the guests may be mentioned Mrs. Leach and Grover, European lady missionaries, Murray, Johnson, Macaulay, and Sumon, Mrs. J. Okunseinde, Mrs. D. Williams, Reverend and Mrs. S. P. Johnson, Mr. and Mrs. M. D. Coker, Mr. and Mrs. J. A. Vaughan, Mrs. J. A. Macaulay, W. G. Horrells, Owen Emerick, Macaulay, E. J. Allen, W. J. Allen, J. Sowande, S. Daly, A. B. Green, Othniel Olubi, Griffith Olubi, A. Shodende, and others. Heaven's richest blessing, fair issue, and prosperity were the wishes that were showered on the couple.
And that's it, guys, from this episode of People. Don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. We're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Cheers.